Where do I begin?
His eyes twinkle, and I'm glad to see that he understands my sense of humor. Usually at the beginning. We both chuckle. He picks up his wine glass by the stem and tips it to his lips.
I can't believe you're Jacob Hart's sister.
He shakes his head. Neither can I most days, I say, and he laughs again but looks a little preoccupied, obviously still processing the information.
Listen, now that I know Jacob's your brother, I feel a little weird being out on a date with you.
His face has an apology written all over it. Gee, thanks. I deadpan. He reaches across the table and squeezes my hand.
Sorry, that came out wrong. What I meant is, I feel weird that he doesn't know. Depending on how things go...
I see what he's getting at. I'd prefer to tell my brother if you don't mind, if it becomes necessary. Jasper's shoulders relax, and he smiles across the table.
That's all I'm asking. I don't want to feel like I'm sneaking around behind his back, that's all.
No problem. Seems Jasper's a stand-up guy. Even more surprising is the fact that I kinda dig it. But please don't mention anything to him before I have a chance to talk to him. And I will tell him. Eventually. He does a mock zipper motion with his mouth.
My lips are sealed.
Now that that's out of the way, I want nothing more than to move this conversation along. What about you? I ask. Family?
Well, I'm originally from Nebraska. My parents were farmers, but they live out here now. Outside of the city, but close.
I nod. That's a big change.
Yeah, they replaced corn stalks with vineyards, but they've embraced it. I'm an only child, so once they knew I wasn't going to take over the farm, they sold it to my uncle.
Ah, so you didn't want any part in the family business either, I say. I lift my wine glass to take a sip.
Yeah, your other brothers followed your dad into the police force, right?
He knows way too much about my family.